Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
The Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here live at the DraftKings Sportsbook, where we just love it. They make your reservations now if you want to be here for March Madness, because this is the best place to be. It's 2 hours down the road. It was so easy to get here. Are you kidding me? Come on. Let's go. Get over here to the it's so fun. Make your reservations. Come on the weekend. Come whatever. Just, yeah, make sure that you get here at some point, because it's so much easier than going to Vegas. We love it. Love it. Thank you for having us here, everybody from the Golden Nugget and Sports King, the DraftKings Sportsbook. All right. Laremy Tunsil was in the Pro Bowl, whatever it was yesterday, the Pro Bowl games, they're calling it now.
Yeah.
I still don't know who won. The NFC won, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
There's a score starts based on the – It's actually not a bad
they
thing
had
at all. They had skills contests. People are paying attention to it.
No, but they had three different flag football games, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't care. But I think it's good that they mix this up. The game is irrelevant.
No.
The players actually care about flag football. They don't want to play a real football game. They don't want to get hurt. And they're not going to get hurt because they don't even try.
Right. Like, and then they had stuff for the linemen. Tunsil was there. Laremy Tunsil was there. And he was interviewed. And it starts with they started with what do you think about the Pro Bowl and all that garbage? Okay, but then he was asked here about D'Amico Ryans.
And all that garbage.
No.
When you see the other left tackles out there, how do you stack yourself up amongst them?
Come on, man. You know I'm gonna put myself at. I feel like I'm the best left tackle in the league, in my opinion. But there's some great guys out there too. You got Trent Williams. You got Andrew Thomas. Buffalo guys made the All-Pro. So kudos to them. But for me, in my opinion, I feel like I'm the best offensive tackle out here.
And obviously a big offseason for the Texans. You guys just hired a new head coach, D'Amico Ryans. What was your reaction when you saw the new head ball coach?
Man, let's go. Let's go, man. He brought good energy in the building from what I see now, so I can't wait to meet him.
Yeah, obviously a couple tough years for the Texans, but what's your message to Texans fans about what they should expect going forward?
Man, I'm trying to stay here forever. You know what I mean? I want to be a part of the franchise on the winning side, too.
I think D'Amico helps with all that, with a guy like Tunsil wanting to stay, because I guarantee you he didn't want to stay here during David Culley or Lovie Smith. D'Amico changes not only the national perception, because we had some guests on like Mike Tannenbaum last week to talk about that. He changes, I think, players' perception. Players like seeing him, even if they don't know him. Look at that guy. I mean, do you ever see him yelling and screaming and cussing and throwing stuff? Never see that. I don't think that's who he is.
Listen, here's the deal, too, is in the NFL, it doesn't take long to turn it around. It doesn't. You got a couple of now, the Texans are taking longer because they've made so many stupid choices in their lives that they, you know, and Tunsil, quite frankly, was one of them with what they gave up for him, which was just ridiculous. This can turn around in a hurry, and he can be part of a winner. I don't know, you know, a super. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, contending for the playoffs in a relatively short amount of time. If they get the guy, if they get the quarterback, and if they get it in and they start making some and getting some better coaches and some free agents and making better free agent decisions, all of those things. Do you want Laremy Tunsil? Okay. You got to give Laremy Tunsil $26 million
a year. At this point, I can't worry so much about what the number is, so much as do you have the money and is it going to affect you in future years. At this point, it doesn't. I don't think it's going to affect you in future years.
Is
Laremy Tunsil locks down? Is he worth $26 million? No, he's not worth $26 million. To me, it's probably less, probably in the neighborhood of, you know, 24, I guess. Okay. You got to remember now, the salary cap's going up. While you were gone,
yeah,
there's
going
to be a big bump in salary cap, too. I don't know if they talked about that.
In Europe, that's all everybody was talking about.
So the number is really, it's gotten to where it's kind of irrelevant to think of these numbers because they're going up so quickly.
Well, you're going to have a quarterback, hopefully a franchise quarterback on the cheap.
Yeah,
for
you're
going to
have
years.
A rookie contract.
Yeah.
So look at it this way. While you have a rookie contract for the next minimum 4 years, that's about how long you want to do a deal for Tunsil anyway. And you got your left tackle locked up. Yeah, I think it makes sense. I would do a deal for Tunsil. I really would, especially if he's hyped to be here. He played well this year. He was available and not hurt. He's got a head coach who he obviously likes. Yeah, I think you got to give your quarterback the best chance to succeed as well.
Yeah.
If that's what you draft.
And you got that you got that done. If you get the quarterback locked up,
I think if you draft now, if you draft Will Levis or you wait until next year for a quarterback, there's going to be some momentum. Take unless Will Levis plays well or even plays early, I don't know. You know, there's a really compelling Daniel Jeremiah. When we did the Move the Sticks podcast, we were talking about Will Levis, and he made a point. He goes, "Look, Will Levis, talking to people at Kentucky, he played through three injuries, and two of them would have benched most quarterbacks for the entire year. Like he was really, really hurt, and he played through severe injuries. Now that could give you hope for okay, that's why he had such a rough." Except that I look at the 21 tape, too, and it's still...
The 21 tape was better.
It's better. It's better. There's no question, because there was hope.
Yeah.
There's still accuracy concerns. There's still stuff that bothers me. But I would not have had a problem after 21 with him being a top five pick. Right now, I would, based on just what I saw. So do you throw away 2022? Maybe you throw 2022 completely away. Maybe you just throw it. With Cedric Tillman, I know this guy, this wide receiver for Tennessee... You know, Jalin Hyatt's getting all the love. Cedric Tillman was a beast in 2021. He had a high ankle sprain in the third game of the year this year. Had a surgery performed just so he could come back and play. Made it back in 4 weeks, which he still was never healthy the entire year, and went hard. Like, that guy showed the ultimate toughness and football character to get back with his brothers and go play. And so what I did was I just threw away all 2021. I threw it away. The year before, he put 200 yards on Georgia and 152 on Alabama. He had 352 yards in 2021. I'm like, this is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen what I need to see. Maybe you throw away 2022 for Will Levis. You really can't do that with a quarterback because decision making is, if it's bad, it's bad. If you're, you know.
Is there a chance he's Josh Allen, though?
I think that's the argument. Is he more like 2021? If he did it before in a year before he was injured, I think
okay, what were the flashes? Remember you talk about flashes.
So the flashes were his arm talent is tremendous. He can make throws like the Aaron Rodgers throws in a game, though, not at a pro day workout. He makes some throws you go, holy crap, where he's off platform. He goes off platform too much. Like he just defaults to it. And sometimes that happens when you're pressured a lot. Like he gets sacked a lot. But the flashes are he makes some wow throws. He makes throws that are much better than Kenny Pickett can make. He can make some throws similar to Josh Allen, but really Anthony Richardson, to me, has that arm even more than Will Levis. But Will Levis has the ability to throw into windows. He's a full-field reader where he's expected to get through progressions, so it's more of a pro style, the same way Bryce Young works full-field reads. And he is a good runner. He is, when he gets out of the pocket, now he was hurt this year so he didn't run as much. He had 9 rushing touchdowns a year before, and he is a talented runner and a tough runner with size. So there's reasons like, I know, I've just already seen it on Twitter. There every year, so it was Josh Allen was the guy who was killed before the draft. Daniel Jones was killed, and I think Daniel Jones has not lived up to, you know, yeah, he's better this year. Josh has become a really great quarterback. Daniel Jones is just finally better.
And Josh still makes them. Even his general manager was out there.
He still makes mistakes.
Makes mistakes.
But he's still a guy that if you put him in this year's draft, he's
well,
the first
pick. Well, his criticism was he gets hit too much and he makes some bad decisions in the red zone.
Same
which
as Cam,
he does.
Same as Cam Newton.
Yeah.
They're very similar. He and Cam are very similar players. I think he's a more consistent passer. But and now this year, Will Levis is the whipping boy, for lack of a better term, where people who don't even watch football or whatever, they're going to go after. Will Levis is the guy. I mean, they'll watch football, but they probably haven't seen him a lot. It's just the guy that you go after, right? Yeah. Oh, my God, if we get Will Levis, he's the worst. Like, what'd you think of, like, what'd you think of the 21, how he played in 21? I mean, he's okay. You know, I didn't think he was that great in 21.
I loved him in 21.
You didn't watch him in 21. Yeah. You probably barely saw him in 22. But he had some games where he absolutely sucked. The Tennessee game was an atrocity.
It was bad.
It was an atrocity. But he's just the guy that you just have to say, oh, he's terrible. But I remember the gnashing.
I was going into this year thinking,
yeah,
this is the guy.
No, he was the guy. And the gnashing of teeth when Josh Allen was drafted because he was so inaccurate. But people will put the cape on for Anthony Richardson. Richardson's more of a buckshot quarterback than just spraying it all over the place.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of difference between Richardson and Levis in terms of the problems you have are decision-making and accuracy. They are both for those guys. And I think because Levis has a 21, he's going to get the bump. But Richardson is the more talented, has the higher ceiling.
But
Richardson has crazy ceiling.
He's got crazy ceiling, but he's also got crazy throws. You're like, what the hell are you thinking?
I gave him to Tampa Bay at 19 in my mock draft. I couldn't find a place to slot him. Carolina could draft him, and I know people are going to put him there, but, man, that is a big
No, wait, but he's got concern. The biggest risk-reward.
High ceiling, low floor.
Yep. Yeah, he's got the biggest for me.
But the thing I like about guys that can run and guys with size is we saw it with Justin Fields. Even if they're not throwing well, they can have an impact on offense.
Absolutely. But Levis could do that too. Mm-hmm. A healthy Levis can do that as well. And he's got better tape.
He has a year that's better.
Yep.
Like the flashes for Richardson, you can find some really flashy stuff, but I can find garbage throws for Richardson just as easily as Levis. Like, to me, I don't really set – I gave him the same grade. Which is, I gave him a second round grade. When I say second round, it means they've got a chance to be, a plus starter, which is good. You know, a plus starter.
Well, if
that's
he
good.
Gets it, if they get it and don't make it start making better decisions, it's not going to get any easier. But if they both do, they're both the talent is off the charts.
Yeah, I would.
I think Richardson is even more so.
My grade for them would be about like Tannehill. Tannehill would be a 63. Yeah, that's what my grade for them. I can't give them enough credit to push them over the top and project them. Ryan Tannehill's had some good years.
No, I think Richardson can be Josh Allen.
See, that's,
if he gets
you got to put a grade on him. Though.
Oh, wow.
My grade, I can't go to the highest grade possible on
if
him.
If he, yeah, right. No,
but a 65. So my 65 is a boomer bust grade, and DJ is going to probably give him a 65. I can't go there. I just think I would lean more heavily to the bust than the boom.
Yep. All right, 713-780-3776. You got thoughts on this or anything else, you're more than welcome to get in to hang out with us. Wait a minute, we are way behind. And listen, golfers, I'm going to be playing here, but I'm going to tell you this. It was cold last week, wasn't it? It was 30 degrees. It's raining all week long. Where'd you play? Well, you could have played all week long, day or night. It doesn't matter. TBoxTexas.com. Get on down there and see for yourself. It's in the Kima area. I'm telling you, I just love it. Well, it's got everything that I want. I mean, I'm playing beautiful, hundreds of different courses that I could possibly play. I got a bar right there. I got all the TVs that I could possibly want. I mean, it is just all the alcohol. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's a great atmosphere. You're going to love it. If you're looking for a great place to have a party, this is a great place to have your boys over, the ladies. Even if you don't play golf, this is a great place. They got couches so everybody can all hang out in the simulator booths. They've got 8 different ones. They've got leagues. It's just a great place to have a party. It just doesn't matter what age you are either. If you're looking for a great place to get your party on, it's at – or, listen, you want to have meetings there? You want to have an outing for your company? It's a great place. Go to TBoxTexas.com and find out for yourself. T-E-E, TBoxTexas.com.
ESPN 97.5. Eric. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles, the DraftKings Sportsbook, where it's just perfect. If you get here this week, you can put all your bets down on the Super Bowl. You just can't. watch it here because it's already sold out, unless you're one of the people that made your reservations early. Make your reservations now for the NCAA tournament. Let's go. Let's fill this place up. It's the best. Mark is first up. Is that who's up, Sean? Okay, let's get Mark in here. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Got a quick question. I need Lance to put on his ride-up pants on right now and go back to last year's draft class in regards to quarterbacks wasn't really the best. So we'll go back to the 2021 class with the Lawrence, Wilson, Lance, Justin Fields, and all them. If you take all the quarterbacks coming out this year, and I know you haven't really studied all of them just yet, but where do you think the top ones would go in that draft class? Do you think the Bryce Youngs or the Will Levises would go before Zach Wilson, or do you think they would go after? I'm just trying to get a kind of a Richter scale of where those guys compare to the good draft class of 2021.
Yeah, no, that's a good – no, for the record, there were people calling that a generational draft class. I was not a – I was not the same. I thought it was a good quarterback class. I was not blown away by that draft class like a lot of other people were acting. I had one guy with a grade over 6.7, which is, for me, a very good early starter, a guy who's going to be, you know, I have a chance to compete for Pro Bowls. The only one I had with that grade was Trevor Lawrence. That was it. So, and I've already put grades on all the top quarterbacks in this year's draft and that year's draft as well. So I can give you an idea. I had it. It would go like this: Trevor Lawrence, then it would go Bryce Young, then it would go. Now my boomer bust grade. So then it would go. Hold on. Then it would go. I think. Let me see. 21. I think Trey Lance would be. Let me see what my Trey Lance grade is here, real quick. I think it's Trey Lance would be third. Just, you know, you can't get them on the field. Fourth would be, Trey Lance would be my third quarterback. My fourth quarterback would be Zach Wilson. My fifth quarterback would be Justin Fields. My sixth quarterback would be C.J. Stroud. My seventh quarterback would be Will Levis. And eighth would be Richardson. And then ninth, Mac Jones. So that's how I would have it. If I took the five from there and the big, quote-unquote, big four from this one, that's how it would lay out. Now, Mac Jones, I was a little bit low on, but I'm not sure that my grade's not going to end up being the right grade. It is 63. Obviously, Trey Lance has not been able to stay healthy or play. Zach Wilson's a complete bust, but I gave him a 6.5, which is boomer bust, because I knew he had bust potential. He was a guy that really made me nervous. And that guy this year is Will Levis and Anthony Richardson. They really make me nervous. I feel like I know what you get with Stroud to an extent. I still think Trey Lance can be a good quarterback. Justin Fields, you know, I know what his warts are, and he's still got to get better at reading defenses and being a consistent passer. But I would say I feel better about Justin Fields moving forward than I did in the middle of the year. And Mac Jones, I think Mac Jones needs more help. We hear about other guys not having help.
How about a coordinator?
Have you ever taken a look?
Wouldn't
this guy had two defensive coordinators. He had a defensive coordinator. He has really not great wide receivers. Like, Mac Jones doesn't have much help. He probably has less help. Trey Lance has the least amount of help right now. Not Trey Lance. I'm sorry, Justin Fields. But Mac Jones isn't far behind. You literally have a defensive coordinator as your play caller.
He had about the same.
Well, he had Joe Judge and... He had Joe Judge as a coach.
Could you say that about Davis Mills as well?
Yeah. No, Davis Mills didn't have a lot of help. That's true.
No.
I'm telling you, somebody's going to take a look at Davis Mills, and they're going to say, you know what? Let's get Davis Mills in here as a backup, and let's see what he's got. Like the Raiders may have done with Jarrett Stidham. What they may say is, hey, let's get Mills in here. We saw enough on tape. We liked him coming out. It wouldn't shock me if somebody made a call to the Texans and said, hey, we'll give you a third for Davis Mills, and we'll have him as a backup with a chance to, like, you know, if Carolina, they can't really afford to give away any more draft picks. But a Carolina wouldn't, you got, you know, Matt Corral, and because remember, Matt Corral didn't play last year, and he was drafted by the previous regime. But what about having Matt Corral and Davis Mills saying, hey, let's just see if we can go cheap at quarterback, see what we can do. Davis Mills maybe can start. He's got 2 years of starting experience. I'm trying to think of some teams where Davis Mills might make some sense. Now, the Texans may say, no, we want Davis Mills. you know, there is a chance that Davis Mills could start a season, and you could try to bring along Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud, for example. Maybe bring them along a little more slowly. But your offensive line's not terrible.
Okay.
So I can't
– draft Bryce,
yeah, you can't really sell that to the public.
You're going to start – and this is a Tom Savage thing.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
You can't start Davis Mills and say we're going to wait on Bryce.
No, the fans would be really – like the organization could. The organization could say we think it's what's best for the team. But, yeah, Cal seems like he really wants the fans to be happy, and that's not really a happy fan thing, is it?
Oh, you don't think with Bryce Young sitting there
– Davis Mills?
That would be a happy fan base? Oh, my. They would boo coming out on the field for the
Larry
first
and Stafford on line two. Them boys on Kirby have lost their mind.
Are you going to tell me?
I mean, every day Larry tweets 10 times about anti-Davis Mills stuff. I'm like, don't worry. He'll be gone soon enough. You'll be fine.
All right, 713-780-3776. Come on in now because we are going to have News of the Weird coming your way at the end of the after next segment. So we got one segment to go here, live from the DraftKings Sportsbook at the Golden Nugget, where it's just, I mean, honestly, I could live here. I literally could live here. Okay, Wendy, I mean, if she could do her job from here, we could live here. We could do the job from here every day. There's golf, there's gambling, there's poker, there's pool, there's restaurants. What more in the world do you possibly want? Along with concerts going on all the time, I could literally live here and would love my life. You, my friend, would love to be – oh, how about an underdog?
Yeah. Underdog Fantasy is a site that you can go to or you can download the app, and it gives you a chance to – for the big game that's coming up, you've got a chance to really make some things happen here. And they've got some great – I want to take you through what we're talking about here for this week, because they got some special things going on. You've got a chance to make the special pick for the big game. Now, let me tell you what this is. Starting on Thursday, February 9th, this Thursday at 9 o'clock Central, you're going to be able to make a special pick on Jalen Hurts. You want to know what it is? You get to say higher or lower on 0.5 total yards. That's 0.5 yards. He literally needs 1 yard in the game in order for you to go higher. Pair this with at least one other correct pick, max $1.20 entry, and you could take home some cold hard cash. How do you like that? $20 will win you $60. All you have to do is pick higher on Jalen Hurts, 0.5. That's my pick, I'm telling you. Pair him with one more higher or lower, and you're going to win 3 times your play. That is an awesome opportunity. Now, if you want to go higher or lower on other ones, they take up to 5 players, and that pays 20-1. So go higher or lower on some of the statistics that you see, whether it's for the big game or whether it's you want to tie some of those along with basketball or there's another, you know, a pro basketball, higher or lowers. That's what they're taking on here. That's what the pick'em is built out to be, anywhere from 2 to 5. And don't forget, this Thursday, 9 o'clock Central, you can make a higher pick on or lower on 0.5 total yards for Jalen Hurts. Pair it with one more, and you've got a chance to win 3 times your max bet of $20. So they are basically giving it to you. All you have to do is pick one more winner. Don't forget, use promo code Lance. Here's more money. Use promo code Lance. They're going to match up to $100 of your first deposit. Use promo code Lance. Download the app today. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. Live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, here's the kings of Houston sports radio, John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Roger's been waiting to get on in here. Hey, Roger, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Great show as always. Hey, I got a I'm going to switch gears from NFL to NBA for a second, and just bear with me. So I was watching the Cougs game last night, and, you know, the Cougs, you know, ran away at the end, you know, and Jarius Walker, you guys are saying numerous times that Draymond Green has how he's climbing up the NBA mock draft, and deservedly flows, so he's got to play really, really well, and I see his game just really complimenting what the Rockets need. I'm just, I got a question, and then I'm gonna let y'all.
Are you talking about Jarius Walker?
Radio, you're talking about Jarius Walker.
This guy's
already got a man body. I mean, if you look at the Rockets right now, they're severely undersized, which is some of the problems with. And the other problem is just no effort on defensive end.
Hold on a second.
He's already NBA ready, I think.
Well,
First of all, I don't think he's NBA. I still think he's got a long ways to go in terms of, you know, saying NBA ready. I do think he has an NBA ready body. You know, Şengün is 6'10", Jabari Smith is 6'11". Granted, he's a little bit lighter. There's, you know, I talked about potentially John Collins being traded. I think Jarius Walker really is more going to play the role of same position as Jarius Walker, by the way, is what, 6'8", 6'9"? I don't think you put him on the front line. That's not going to make them bigger than other NBA teams. He's going to be in the position of playing a three. So that's Jabari's position. I don't see him fitting with the Rockets, to be honest with you. And he's got to prove he can shoot from distance. Like, you know, they've already got a post player in Şengün. If you are going to get another big, you better be a big who's blocking shots. And he's got some of that. I like Jarius Walker's game. Don't get me wrong. I think he's going to be a – you know, I think he's got a really good chance of becoming a lottery pick, but I don't really know that he fits what they need. What they need right now is to find – they do need guys to play better defense, and he came from Kelvin Sampson's, you know, crew, so he's got it in his background. But
listen, Jarius Walker is going to be a nice pro, but if you're number one, you ain't taking Jarius Walker over Wembanyama.
Well, I don't think you're taking him at three. I just – at what position? Are you going to play him ahead of Jabari? Where are you playing?
I don't think you can have enough good big guys. I mean, I'm fine with that. I mean, I don't think at three you don't you draft the best guy. And if Jarius Walker's the best guy, I'll take him.
They've got Jarius Walker.
He's five.
Going
or six.
To the Pacers at seven.
Seven. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jarius Walker. Now he may be. Caller may be right. Jarius Walker may be a great pro. He may be.
No, I like Jarius Walker's potential. I don't like him with the Rockets over with what they have.
Oh, I don't care.
I mean,
about
you
that.
Can't play him. He's not going to play five. He's not playing four. Where are you playing him?
Are you sure? Are you sure Jabari's going to work out? Is going to be
But you can't. But Jarius needs to play right away.
Yeah.
No. Where are you playing him?
There's plenty of basketballs. I mean, there's plenty of minutes.
No, not for
you. He gets Kenyon. He gets Kenyon Martin Jr.'s minutes. That's all.
But you're not bringing him off the bench, I don't think.
Well, then he starts.
For who?
He's
not going to start for Jabari. Jabari's a better rebounder, shot blocker.
Jarius, Şengün, Jalen, and
that's tiny. You're small.
I don't think you just heard him say he's got an NBA body already now.
He does. He's not. He needs to become more aggressive, by the way.
Alperen's, I don't think that's that small, especially Rockets.
No, but you – it's not that it's small. It's that it's not like
– no.
It's not that it's small. It's that you still don't have really a true five, I don't think, or even a true four net. It's not bad. I think Jarius Walker's I think he's a really good player with a high upside. I really do. There are different things for me that are priorities for the Rockets. Number one, it starts with coach. I'm coach first, and I'm point guard second, and I'm veterans third, and any amalgamation of that is fine with me. These are the things that need to happen before I worry about getting anyone else on the front court. Like, to me, until you have a point and a coach that you trust can make guys play defense and, you know, do what you ask them to do, I'm so less concerned about vibes than I am defense. Like, I get it. The Rockets have a lot of vibes, and that's cool, I guess, for your Instagram stories. But I want, like, I'm ready to move past vibes around the stadium and get to maybe...
Wins?
Yeah.
Wins?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to...
Maybe rim challenging.
We'll get there someday.
Maybe help side defense. Look, vibes are awesome. I just like help side defense better than vibes.
That's you. Okay.
Yeah. Now, the Rockets seem to be really into vibes right now, which is cool.
There's nothing else. Well, they got nothing else.
You got vibes and 13 wins.
Okay. So you don't have help side defense. You don't have wins. You don't have shooting percentage.
No.
You don't. You don't have.
They have really any defense.
No. No defensive performances. But you got vibes. Would it be better? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Would you rather have no winning percentage, no shooting percentage, no defense, and no vibes? No.
No, you'd at least like vibes.
Right.
And you know that you had some very talented artists add vibes outside the stadium and around and inside the stadium.
Yeah.
So they've got vibes. I mean,
would you rather have
And I see a lot of people, like when I was at the game the other day, this woman during the break, she's doing this and she's getting her Instagram. She turned around so everyone could see the stadium where she was. And she was dancing along with it. And I'm like, that's vibes right there. Like, you can't pay for this.
So would you?
You can't pay for the vibes that they have. Now, yes, they had a horrible fourth quarter and got the brakes beaten off of them by the Jazz because of it. But, I mean, I was like, man, this is a lot of vibes for having at the time was 10 wins.
Would you rather have Ja Morant vibes where his boys are pointing lasers at people that work for the paper?
Yeah, by the way, everyone's pretty sure that the laser was connected to a gun.
Yeah.
Because they got kicked
sure
out.
Are you sure it wasn't one of the ballpoint?
Yeah. They said, come get some. We got something for you.
Yeah.
And they were like, we are afraid for our life. They just kept tagging a guy with the laser. Like, come on over here. Come get some of this. And the guy's like, and it was meant to be menacing. And the NBA is so chicken bleep. They're like, we're looking into it, but we don't want Twitter to get too mad at it. But maybe his friend is going to be banned from ever going to a Pacer game again. He can't.
Maybe he should not go to any NBA
games. We're going to ban him from
the
stadium.
You know
the
guy that's got the laser?
I mean.
What's his name, Pac?
And somebody eventually goes. I was reading an article that said, at some point the NBA needs to step up, and stop having John Morant's dad and friends try to fight or start stuff with people
on the floor.
Games.
On the floor.
Yeah.
Right. Like, he'd be kicked out.
And Ja is already a guy who fans hate because they just think he's kind of – I mean, Ja is a phenomenal talent, phenomenal. But he is constantly – he and Dylan Brooks and the whole team are constantly into it with everybody on social media. Dylan Brooks is a nut tapper. Verified.
No.
Verified.
Saw that.
And now you've got one of Ja Morant's dudes is allegedly pointing – a gun
with
a scope.
Is that the vibe you want? Is that the vibe?
I don't want that vibe. I like the win vibes and the scoring vibes and the dunk vibes.
And the defense.
I don't love all of Ja's vibes, no. And I really thought Ja had a chance to be. Like, Ja's so busy playing G that he needs to just play game. You have real guys out there saying, dude, Ja needs to stop doing this. This isn't what you aspire to. You keep being a baller and keep doing you. You don't need to be doing all this stupid stuff. The street stuff that you're trying to get involved in, like you've had real guys, NBA players who came from rough neighborhoods say, what is he doing? This is not what you want to be mixed up in. You're an NBA player. You got a chance to live an amazing life.
Yeah.
Stop trying to prove yourself in ways like that. And man, it's disappointing. And the league, of course, nobody has less teeth than the NBA. I think when push comes to shove, Adam Silver will step up. But you can't have this going on. You can't have one of Jai's guy, a job
well,
Grant's guys.
There's no
doing
better
that.
Players league than the NBA. None.
No, but that's not great. At some point, you have to step up and protect the people who work in your league.
Absolutely. All right. When we come back, News of the Weird coming your way. Did you guys do News of the Weird last week?
We did every day, I think one, maybe two. But, yeah, we had some pretty good ones.
You did?
Yeah, we had some pretty good ones.
Did you know where
I was in Mobile?
Did you say?
I did a few times. In Mobile, Alabama, there was a severed penis at a gas station, but they didn't suspect foul play. Dell's like.
It was fair play?
Excuse me? You don't expect foul play? With a severed penis?
Right. that's like, well, you've seen stories.
I'm not
shot
sure about
shot three times, but police don't think it was a murder. What?
Like the scene out of Fargo when Frances McDormand says, I'm not sure about your police work here, Norm.
Time for you to talk about your patio. I'm sure about that.
Texas Custom Patios is sure that you are going to have a great time. Would you ever have a better time watching a big game than if you have your own outdoor living space like a Texas Custom Patios? It's the best. I mean, it's the absolute best to have a Texas Custom Patios outdoor living space or a swimming pool from Texas Custom Patios or a pool house or, you know, an enclosed structure. I mean, all the things that they do, go to the website. They do outdoor kitchens, which are absolutely brilliant. All you need to do is go to Texas Custom Patios, and you can see some of the very best before and after shots that you're ever going to see. You can see how they can turn your outdoor space into an absolute oasis. And that's really, I know that's a strong phrase, but when you look at the before and afters, I don't know what else you could say. You can see what they did for MySpace, and I had a simple, they just basically added space and added a great place for me to hang out at tcplance.com, tcplance.com. Now imagine that with an outdoor kitchen and a swimming pool. You will never leave your house again. Those finance rates are going up and up. You don't want to buy a house anymore. How about turn your house into the home you want to live in with texascustompatios.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. News of the Weird. Brought to simple seats, but a price is no fees. It is that simple. Lance, let me ask you a question here, okay? Did you think that Dr. Dre would be able to win the Dr. Dre Award at the Grammys?
I didn't expect it.
Did you expect Dr. Dre to win the Dr. Dre Award ever?
Every year I'm surprised at some of the awards that are handed out. And when he won that, I was like, this is great. I didn't expect, like, you know who never wins the Lombardi Award? Vince Lombardi.
Yeah.
Never wins the Lombardi Award. Whoever Heisman is.
The Larry O'Brien Trophy.
Never won by Larry O'Brien.
Never.
Bronco Nagurski.
The Biletnikoff.
Fred Biletnikoff never won it in his entire life.
Yeah. What is your blocking one?
Oh, Joe Moore Award. Joe Moore Award. His offensive line's never won the Joe Moore Award.
How about that?
Which is sad. And now, for Dr. Dre to win the Dr. Dre Award is amazing.
It is amazing. He might be the only one that's ever won his own award. Do you think Nobel won the Nobel?
I think there's people probably where there's probably a Putin award that Putin has won.
Maybe.
There was probably a Saddam Hussein probably won his own award. Wherever you have strongmen, they probably win a lot of awards.
The Castro Award.
Yeah. I'm sure the guy in North Korea. What's
Kim
his
Jong-un.
Name? I'm sure Kim Jong-un has won lots of awards named after himself.
Yes.
No one has awards.
Speaking of names, Lord of the Rings is going after Lord of the Bins. apparently, that Lord of the Rings says you cannot have the name Lord of the Bins. Do you feel like maybe
What's
they
Lord
should,
of the Bins?
That's a bin company. They
like
make
trash?
Bins. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do kind of use the same lettering that Lord of the Rings did.
Why would you bring that heat on you by you're already using Lord of the, why would you not use a different font?
Well, I mean, do you think that they should be able to, like, Lord of the Tinfoil? What if I want to make a Lord of the Tinfoil?
Yeah.
Or Lord of the Paper Bag? What? I can't use Lord of the because of you?
What about House of the Braggin? Where you, well, it's a website where you get to talk about what you did. Kind of like our, it's a bragging thing.
Yeah.
Like we have news, like we have, what did you learn this weekend? Maybe what did you do this weekend? House of Braggin. I coined it. Don't steal it. intellectual property. Intellectual property. IP. IP. TM. Trademark. Is it just trademarked?
Do you know what month this is, Lance?
Black History Month.
Black History Month. A New York school had to apologize.
Of course they did. You know what they apologized for this time?
First day, they served chicken and waffles. Do you feel like the kids should be punished and not have chicken and waffles just because there's some kind of a stereotype?
Let's bring in RJ.
I think the kids win here, RJ.
If somebody gave you, this is where you will
they
have.
They also served one more thing, which you're forgetting.
What?
Watermelon.
Oh, you did.
I love watermelon.
Chicken
and waffles. Chicken and waffles is awesome. Watermelon is awesome.
All the stereotypes.
Hold on now. Well, chicken and waffles is a delicious, like, you've got a lot of people that say, y'all need to stop.
Slow down.
Y'all need
I
to
want
stop
that.
Taking chicken and waffles from kids. Throwing in watermelon is like, okay.
Where's Miss Morello from Everybody Hates Chris when you need her?
I can't hear you that well, by the way. Is your mic up?
Where's Miss Morello from, like, Everybody Hates Chris? Chris, you know you loves you some chicken? Like, that.
Was she a white teacher?
Yeah, she was the white teacher.
Oh, no.
Everybody Hates Chris. Like, that played, like, all the stereotypes. Like, that when I first saw it,
that was a Chris Rock show, Chris.
Yep.
Which makes you think that was a, that he actually had a teacher like that when he was coming up. And he's old enough to where he may have, for sure. Well, in this school, who is the decision maker?
Yeah, that was a poor decision. And let's have watermelon. Okay.
That one, like, okay, okay. You might have been able to sell, like, Breakfast Club right here in Houston, or, well, there in Houston, who has the great chicken and waffles. You might have been able to sell that, like, that's a heat check there.
Did you see Tom Brady retired? Have you heard?
You were gone when he retired?
Yeah.
Missed Tom Brady retiring too.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I saw it. It was actually
where did you see
on
it?
Websites.
Did they have it in Barcelona?
They didn't have it in Barcelona, but they had it on websites I was reading while I was in Barcelona. Because
okay.
They still have, they have the internet over there. I don't know if you heard.
Oh, they do?
Do you see, would you like, you know he was on a beach, right? Miami Beach?
Was he Miami Beach? Because it looked
Beach.
Like Tampa.
Do you see that they're selling the sand from Miami Beach right now? How much would you pay for the sand?
$0 because it's not real. It's not real sand from where he.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because it's six figures already. Six figures it's going for right
that's
now.
That's a hype beast doing
sand
that.
Sand from where Tom Brady, it's at 99.9 and going up, pal.
You guys are absolutely. You hype beast
sand
are out of
in
control.
A bottle. It's in a jar. It's in a jar.
People
a mason jar.
People buy farts from hot girls in bottles. They don't care. They buy
would
all that
would you rather
stuff.
Have a fart, a hot fart, or would you rather have Tom Brady sand?
Tom Brady sand.
You would?
Not for that amount of money.
Well, yeah, I don't think.
Neither. Y'all can bid on it all you want. I'm not getting involved in any of that.
You don't want any of that? Huh. A police officer in Ottawa was caught stealing $87 in groceries. Do you feel like she should still have her job or not?
No. They also might want to take a look at the pay structure. If a police officer thinks she has to steal $87 of groceries.
Yeah, I don't know.
Here's where somebody makes the joke about going to get donuts.
No, it was at a supermarket.
Go get free donuts.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
She purposely failed to scan $87 in
ooh,
food.
Ooh, man. Oh, that's high-end meat. Like, you can't be 87. You're not getting a bunch of canned groceries. You're getting, like... You got some high-end steaks.
I don't feel like you didn't learn anything about crooks when you were in school, in your police
you're
school.
You're just doing this, beep, and then you put it in a bag, beep.
You know, the thing weighs, the thing can see.
I know.
Yeah, it weighs the food that you put in there.
Does not match call attendant.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm good.
No, yeah. Okay, we're done. Paul Galanis next. He'll probably have, hopefully Gilbert will call the show after listening to it today. And he'll be able to hook him up with Jennifer Reyna. That could happen right here next on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We had a great day. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Thanks. Nice job, Sean.
Get know when the whistle goes.
Real fun. Sports. ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic-foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.